as far as the finish part, I think our guys do a good job of battling to the end, you know. If we're talking about last week, I just had to say the things in between, you know, some penalties that we just need to eliminate and some errors that we just need to fix.
Numerically speaking, there's improvement all over the place. Is it fair to say, though, that this week that improvement is winning?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know. Of course, if you look on paper, that we did a lot of great things, you know. But the most important thing on that paper is that W at the end. So that's definitely something that we want to put on.
You had your best game of the season last week. Obviously, you've been in and out of the lineup. What do you expect in week two?
I honestly expect myself to continue to grow throughout the season, get better every game. You know, it's just as if you start, it's like starting a game and ending a game. You just hope that you're playing better and understand what you're seeing and what you're getting. I just plan on continuing to do my job and do it at a high level, play faster every week.
Is it possible, though, that last week was the sweet spot? I mean, 2 years plus in now, that you hit a different level last week?
You know, I think this whole entire year I've hit a different level. Going back into my off season, I trained extremely hard, and you know, I expect myself to graduate as far as a player. So I'm not saying that I had an awesome game last week. I think that I can do a little bit better, but there's more to come.
There was a time when veteran quarterbacks looked for the rookie safety in the secondary. Now, as the veteran safety, do you look for the rookie quarterback? Do you see a little of an opportunity there?
Well, yeah, definitely. With a rookie quarterback, you know, it's just human nature for there to be mistakes, you know. So just hopefully that one of our defensive players are there at the right time to capitalize on them.